Car title loans are a practice that gained traction in Wisconsin after 1984. That's when lawmakers repealed a cap on interest rates for licensed lenders. The Consumer Federation of America cited Wisconsin in a recent report. One of the study's authors, Jean Ann Fox, says largely unregulated companies that secure loans with cars are driving consumers into debt and to the courthouse.
You have lenders doing business across Wisconsin that are charging 300% annual interest, and there's been some litigation filed against some of the title lenders in the state over their practices and terms.
One of those who went to court is 65-year-old Kenneth Jones of Milwaukee. According to court documents, Jones wanted $800 to make ends meet. The company he borrowed from, Wisconsin Auto Title Loans, required Jones borrow $950 and turn over his spare car key. Jones defaulted, and the company sought court permission to repossess his car. This past spring, a state appeals court ruled the title loan company could not force a customer to fight repossession through arbitration instead of using the court system, where consumer advocates like Fox say its lending practices could be widely revealed.
These are one-month loans. They don't have affordable installment repayment schedules, and the loans are generally made to lower-income consumers with very few questions asked about their ability to repay the loan.
The Department of Financial Institutions does not keep track of how many lenders provide car title loans. Wisconsin Auto Title Loans Company has 22 locations around the state, but did not return calls for comment. Several Democratic lawmakers have proposed a bill capping interest rates for such lenders. No action has been taken on the bill. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.